A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We began yesterday at looking at tools for the supernatural, the tools that are important, that are necessary for supernatural manifestations and operations of God. Our text was taken again from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter number 37, from verse 1 through to verse number 10. We saw that one of the most important tool in the hands of the Almighty God for supernatural operations of God. God is always looking for a man that will cooperate with him to bring about the fulfillment of his counsel and purpose. The prophet Ezekiel cooperated with God. God is also waiting for you, expecting you to make yourself available so that he can manifest the supernatural through you. Secondly, we saw the hand of God upon you. The hand of God symbolizes the strength of God, the available power of God on the life of a man. And it is my prayer that the hand of God will rest upon you mightily for supernatural manifestations, for supernatural feats in the precious name of Jesus. Number three is the word of God. In that same book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, in verse 4, the Bible says, again, he, that is God, said to me. In verse number 5, the Bible says, thus says the Lord God to these bones. And in verse number 10, he said, so I prophesied as he commanded me. Very central to the operations of the supernatural in the life of the prophet Ezekiel here was the word of God. The word of God came to Ezekiel. The instructions of God came to him, and he said those things that God said. Dear listener, we must understand that nothing gets done in life and in destiny outside of the word of God. The word of God is quick. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces. The word of God is creative. The word of God is reviving. The word of God recreates. The word of God strengthens. The word of God heals. The word of God delivers. God does nothing outside of his word. And so the word of God is a central tool for supernatural manifestations. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 4 and in verse number 17, God spoke to Moses, commissioning him into a great assignment. And God said, you will take this rod in your hands with which you shall do the signs. God commissioned Moses to go back to Egypt and supernaturally bring out the children of Israel. And God gave him a tool, the rod, which symbolizes the word of God. The word of God is the tool for signs, the tool for miracles, the tool for wonders. Little wonder then, when Moses was about to exit the scene, he was given a commission to his lieutenant Joshua. He said in chapter number 1 of the book of Joshua and in verse number 8, that this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, so that you can observe to do according to all that is written therein. That is when you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Good success follows the word of God. Signs and wonders follow the word of God. And so the word of God must dwell in you richly. You must be versed in the word of God. It is the word of God that makes your profiting to appear to all. Paul the apostle, writing to his son Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse number 15, said, meditate on these things, that is on the word of God. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress and your profiting may be evident to all. God wants you for profit. God wants you for progress. And the tool for progress is the word of God. The level of the word of God in your life determines the level of the success you record on earth. Meditate on the word. Give yourself completely, entirely to the word so that your profiting and your progress may be evident to all. My prayer is that the word of God will work great wonders in your life and in your destiny in the precious name of Jesus. Miracles, Signs and wonders will be scarce wherever the word of God is scarce. And so in your life, if the word of God is scarce, wonders will be scarce. Miracles will be scarce. If the word of God is scarce in a man's life, progress will be scarce. Profits will be scarce. So for this to be plenty, to be available in abundance, then the word of God must dwell in you richly. You must study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, that rightly divides the word of God. Check through the scriptures. No miracle ever happened outside of God's word. God spoke when he was going to create the universe. God is still speaking. Over your life and destiny, may God not be silent. May God speak expressly to your life, and may the word of God work wonders for you in Jesus' precious name. The fourth and final tool is the Spirit of God, the breath of God, or the Spirit of God. After the bones came together, bone to bone, and flesh and sinew came upon them, they were no longer dry, though, but yet there was no life in them. There was no life in them because there was no spirit in them, no breath in them. It is the breath of the Almighty that brings life. It is the Spirit of the Almighty, the Spirit of God, that breathes life into creativity, that makes us creative, that makes us productive, that makes things happen, that make supernatural real and common. Supernatural becomes common where the Spirit of God is present. So the Spirit of God, in verse number 10 of the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 37, Ezekiel said, "I prophesied as I was commanded." So breath came from the four corners of the wind. Breath came upon them, and because breath came upon them, they stood upon their feet an exceeding great army. The lifeless and the hopeless dry bones became an exceeding great army by reason of the breath of the Almighty that entered into them. Anything you do that lacks the breath of God will produce no result. Any assignment in the spiritual that lacks the breath of God will produce no result. As a matter of fact, any business that carries the breath of the Almighty is the business that will triumph, that will thrive, that will succeed, that will prosper. The breath of God, any preaching that carries the breath of the Almighty produces great result. Any teaching, any prophecy that carries the breath of the Almighty produces great result. There is a spirit in man, says Job, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives understanding, that gives life. The breath of God, the Spirit of God. Dear listener, it is important for you to journey and walk with the Holy Spirit. Don't ever venture outside of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God is the one that guarantees supernatural manifestations in our lives. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot operate in the supernatural. You cannot see the supernatural. It is the Holy Spirit in us that births the supernatural in our lives. And that's why you must fraternize with the Holy Spirit, relate with him, involve him. You can do nothing outside of him. The Spirit of the living God is the chief executive of the end time manifestation, the end time move of God. And that is why we must give him his place in our lives. The Holy Spirit of God must take his place in your life, in your family, in your business, so you can see the supernatural work of God in everything that you do. Involve the Holy Spirit. Engage the Holy Spirit. Fraternize with him. Let him breathe. Let him breathe. Let him incubate upon you and upon your assignment and activities. Don't venture without the Holy Spirit. Don't go out without you allowing the Holy Spirit to brood and to breathe, to incubate upon you and upon your assignment. It is when this is done that you step out and you see the supernatural manifestations of God in all that you do. That is when you see result. That is when God is glorified. It is my prayer that you will see the supernatural manifestation of the Almighty God in all that you do, in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let your word be quick and powerful in my life and in my mouth. Let your word be productive and let it produce results in my life. Let me profit from your word in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that your word will be quick and be sharp and be powerful in my mouth. It will be productive in my life. Let your word produce results and let your word produce profit in my life and in my destiny. In the name of Jesus, shall we begin to ask for the breath of the Almighty? Begin to pray. I receive the breath of the Almighty upon my life, upon all that I do, in the name of Jesus, upon my assignment. I receive the breath of God. I receive the breath of the Almighty in the name of Jesus. I receive the breath of the Almighty upon my life, upon my assignment, upon all my endeavors. I receive the breath of the Almighty in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God, in Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Father, give me results that are beyond me. Let me record results that are bigger than me. Let me have results in the supernatural. Let there be supernatural manifestation of your power in my life, in my destiny, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I ask in the name that is above all names that the hand of the mighty God of Jacob will usher you to the realm of the supernatural. I pray for supernatural manifestation of the power of God, of the grace of God in your life, that the Lord will cause you to begin to operate in the supernatural with great results in the precious name of Jesus. The breath of the Lord will be upon you and upon all that you do. Amazing results will attend unto you in the name of Jesus, and you will be victorious in every aspect of your life and of your destiny, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service tomorrow at the Light Cathedral, Lighthouse International Christian Center, 8 a.m. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Join us in Lagos at Etisalat Building, opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos. Time is 9 a.m. In Abeokuta, you can join us at Ebin Fem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Time for the service is 8 a.m. The Lord bless you as you attend. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on all the social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.